This is a recording of ISIS International from the Global NGO Forum on Beijing Plus 15, held in New York in February 2010.
ISIS International, documenting feminist visions, creating critical communications, and strengthening social movements.
To speak about to you about the implementation of the Beijing Platform for Action. And it's really a big pleasure for me to meet with so many friends that have been together with us in Copenhagen, in Nairobi, in Beijing, and also in the preparatory meeting in Geneva. The European Women's Lobby, as Simone has already said, was founded in 1990 and was quite active in Beijing itself, but also in the Beijing review processes. Over the last two decades, the European Women's Lobby has acted as a forum for increased change, exchange, cooperation, and integration, allowing the women's organizations of the region to play an active role in shaping the European framework for gender equality. The nature of the European Union as a regional integration project means that women's organizations in Europe engage both at European and national level to progress towards the realization of real equality between women and men. Over the last 5 years, and while the situation between countries and regions in Europe varied greatly, we have observed progress for women's rights in compliance with the Beijing Platform for Action. Nevertheless, we are aware that significant gaps and new challenges must be urgently addressed. Some of the areas of concern of the Beijing Platform for Action have been neglected in most countries in the region, as well as by the European Union itself. Those include crucial areas like health, the girl child, media and women, and the environment. This needs to be addressed urgently. In Europe at present, we have more than 50% young women among those completing successful education. But in most areas, we are far from 50-50 target. The gender pay gap is still at 70%. There are 77% men in our national parliaments, and one of five women is confronted with domestic violence, just to give you some examples. We have seen a number of countries introducing successfully quota systems, and we hope that many more of them will follow the good models of many countries in other regions, including introducing quotas for the private sector. The priority for us is also to address the main causes of women's subordinate economic status, namely the unequal sharing of unpaid work, inequalities inherent in the structure of social protection systems, and gaps in relation to pay, employment, and pensions. Our region faces many of the same challenges as anywhere else in the world, including the effects of the economic and financial crisis, and now a social crisis too, which heavily impact on women in different ways than on men, and mostly ignored by decision makers. We are also quite concerned about conservative backlashes related to neoliberal economic policies, religious fundamentalisms, and attacks on women's sexual and reproductive rights, for example. The priority for us is the complete implementation of existing instruments and legislations at all levels to fight discrimination and all forms of violence against women. This, of course, requires new positive action measures, as well as more resources and political will for institutional mechanisms for women's rights. I include here also the swift creation of a strong new UN gender equality architecture that delivers for women. The priority is also to fully exploit the possibilities of gender mainstreaming in all areas and avoid this strategy aimed to achieve equality between women and men being misused to cut budgets or programs for women's empowerment. Finally, it's our hope that the violation of women's rights, namely all forms of male violation against women, will be fully addressed by the European Union through a new legal instrument, and that member states will provide full protection for women's victims of violence. In conclusion, I would like to say that the European Women's Lobby's assessment of implementation of the Beijing Platform for Action is set down in a comprehensive report from Beijing to Brussels, an unfinished journey that you can find on our website. Over the coming years, the European Union will face a number of transversal challenges that will impact on its work towards gender equality. In particular, how the Union and its member states will deal with the effects of the financial, economic, and social crisis will be a crucial question to watch. Already, the lack of recognition given to the gender dimension of the crisis is worrisome, as are the financial cutbacks suffered by many women's associations and equality bodies. We also want to act in solidarity to ensure a uniform protection of women's human rights, including women's sexual and reproductive rights across the region and beyond. We believe that this is a concern shared by many of us here, and I very much hope that in our work together and with our governments over the coming days, we'll bring about concrete commitments to ensure rapid progress towards achieving the goals set in Beijing in 1995 and turning our shared vision of gender equality into a reality for all women. Thank you for your attention.
This speech was brought to you by ISIS International. For more audio reports, please tune into the ISIS website at www.isisinternational.org.